where Hollywood has run out of ideas. Three movie fans come up with their own.
The No Fun Show.
Star. Still reeling. And this time, it's personal.
Well, it can't be any worse than Cool as Ice.
Ooh. I don't know what that is.
You don't know what Cool as Ice is? That was that, not in the 90s, was a Vanilla Ice movie.
Yeah.
When he scares a horse with a motorcycle. It's, and then the girl falls off of it, and she falls in love with him for some reason instead of calling him a fucking dickhead.
It's a, oh man, that's
cool
pretty
as
bad.
Ice is the shit.
I have to look it up now.
We're
cool
not as bad as that.
No, nothing is.
We're definitely not worse than that.
We're things that are as bad none as of that. Our movie ideas will ever be that bad.
Look at his outfit in that, dude. It's tight.
That fucking American Seriously. Flag suit.
Ugh. It's terrible.
But it's Vanilla Ice.
It looks like a 1996 Fingerhut catalog threw up on him. It's terrible.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't need to see anymore.
It's like the inside of a L.L. Bean and Eddie Bauer fucked each other.
Yeah.
And then they spit him out.
That's fair.
But they threw up like fluorescent glow-in-the-dark shit everywhere while that was happening.
And he does that thing where he turns his head backwards.
Like
but
at a
just,
rave. Like they fucked each other at a rave.
Yeah.
Balances it on top of his head.
They met at Bonnaroo and shit got crazy.
Who is the female lead in that?
Jennifer Grey.
Damn, son.
It's not. It's not at all. That would be funny if it was, though. Like, from Dirty Dancing to Cool as Ice.
Right? Oh, my God. His hair, it looks like somebody... It's bricks. His hair looks like bricks.
Yeah, like, how much product was he using? Like, I gotta know.
It's shaved into his face.
Yeah, he did the thing where
he had the pompadour, too.
He had the pompadour, but he also had a hat...
It was attached like a Lego to the side of his head.
He had a hat propped on top of the pompadour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Backwards,
of course.
It's just no,
because he's got to have the right amount.
And he's
too.
Wearing windbreaker. What are these? He's bite. He's because
he rides
to,
a motorcycle. He's got to.
He's got
to
break
wind
that wind, bro.
He's trying to steal Sinbad's flavor.
He really is.
He's a biter.
Yeah,
and he's trying to steal Sinbad's flavor.
And he's never going to have a classic like Houseguest,
right?
Right, he'll never be on Sunny.
That's actually a really funny movie.
I like Houseguest.
Yeah. Is one of my favorite from
it was Phil Hartman,
really?
Right? Phil Hartman.
When I was a kid, I used to fucking love that movie.
Holy shit, Phil Hartman.
Also, First Kid.
First Kid's a good one.
Great.
No, I gotta disagree with that one.
Anything with Sinbad is a good movie.
I liked him in Sunny.
It was a good episode.
I'm Sinbad, and this is Rob Thomas, Matchbox 20.
Sinbad is kind of
and
bad.
You my
thousand.
Bitch.
Can't think of anything bad that Sinbad's been in.
I can't either.
Yeah. He might be America's greatest actor.
Holy shit. You heard it here first, folks.
Bold statement, but I'm going to get behind you on that one.
Yes. I can't think of a miss. The man's got no losses.
Didn't he do a movie where he was a genie or something?
You're thinking of Shaq.
No.
No,
he also did
Sinbad
one.
Has one like that, I think.
Yeah.
And I bet it was amazing.
I think it's called like Three Wishes.
Oh, he was in Jingle All
like
the Way. Also,
great fucking great
movie.
I'm a big Schwarzenegger fan, but I gotta say no.
No, that movie was amazing.
No. Gotta go no on that one.
How dare you doubt Turbo Man?
Sinbad's filmography. Oh, he's coming up in a couple of films this year.
He's got a few stand-up specials coming out.
His stand-up is actually pretty
He actually
funny.
Was just here recently.
He's funny.
In the Phoenix area.
He's a funny man.
I think he was playing on like a Circle K or
like
something.
Like the bit about fucking Nutrisystem. It's pretty good.
Right. Maybe I should stop hating. Maybe I'll give Sinbad another
He
chance.
Was in Necessary Roughness.
Good I movie. Love that movie. That's a good movie.
Good
he was
movie.
In Coneheads.
That's also a weird
It's an okay movie.
Movie.
It's okay. It's not bad.
The Meteor Man.
Fucking Meteor Man.
Meteor
was great.
Man?
With fucking Robert
was it
Townsend.
Meteor Man or was it The Meteor Man? Is there two different
It's
versions?
The Meteor Man. He's in the. I don't know if there's a Meteor Man. I just felt like I should emphasize.
Wait,
the.
I'm just thinking. Isn't there like a. Wasn't one of the Wayans in a Meteor Man movie?
Nah, it's Robert Townsend, bro.
Who the fuck is Robert Townsend?
Oh, he was in comedian. Good Burger?
Yeah, he was. He's
I
the manager.
Just brought that up earlier.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about Fat Burger, and I said, can you remember Good Burger?
Good Burger's a classic. It's a fucking classic, bro.
Welcome to Good Burger, home with the Good Burger.
I'm a dude, you're a dude, she's a dude, because we're all dudes.
Never saw Good Burger.
You never saw Good Burger?
Did you see one skit on all that of Good Burger?
Oh, I remember.
Then you've seen the
Congratulations.
Movie.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you've seen the movie.
And I've seen the movie.
It's that for an hour and a half.
He was in Stompin'.
Stompin'? No, I don't think I've seen that one.
Cuttin' Da Mustard.
Cuttin' Da Mustard.
Da Mustard.
Okay.
Let's see. After Always Sunny, he was in something called Planes. Is that That's the cartoon.
Yeah, it's a spinoff of Cars.
Let's see. There's a lot of TV shows in here. I'm trying to find the movies. Michael Bolton's Big Sexy Valentine's Day Special.
I haven't seen that yet, but I heard it's pretty funny.
I don't remember him being in that. But yeah, that was Scott Aukerman produced, yeah. Along with Lonely Island.
Yeah. It's pretty ridiculous.
It's pretty nonsensical.
Yeah. I like Lonely Island. They do
true
fun
to
stuff.
Them.
I don't know. I'm pretty drunk.
Speaking of pretty drunk.
So last right. week you heard us doing we awful buy ridiculous beer. Beers for each other.
Yeah.
And this week we'll just continue the trend and feed each other garbage. So what do you got over there, Charles?
I'm gonna randomly just hand out some beers again.
All right.
Here you go, buddy. It's one for you.
Finish my Coors Light here.
I'm going to grab another random one here for you.
This looks really familiar. This looks like a left hand or something, like the logo.
What is it? Major
FCB
Toms.
FCB Major Toms.
So Fort Collins.
Pomegranate wheat. You know what? I'm going to fucking love this.
What is it?
I love fruity wheat beers. Pomegranate wheat. FCB Major Toms.
Okay.
Fort Collins Brewery is pretty good.
Fort Collins. That's why I know that. Okay.
From, is Great Divide the brewery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so
they make good beers too.
From Great Divide, I've got a beer called Nadia Kali Hibiscus Saison.
That actually might be pretty good too because, well, depending on if you like Saisons.
I don't.
I like them because they taste like the barn floor.
And I don't like hibiscus.
This one could be weird. I've got Abita Brewing, Tagos.
Okay.
Sorry, Tagoza. They actually.
Tagos?
They give you a. Phonetical pronunciation here.
Okay.
It's a key lime and sea salt sour.
That sounds terrible. I fucking hate key lime.
I hate key lime and sours. And I hate key lime because it's too sour.
Well. All
right.
Let's pop these open.
Let's crack them.
I feel like I'm going to win this because I love fruit wheats.
Well, I could tell you about the bullet you guys dodged out here, but we'll save that for a future
episode. This smells like a foot. As much as I wanted to love this, it smells like a foot. All right.
Tell us.
Well, boys, let's...
First impressions. Let's
cheers.
Well, cheers. First impressions.
Ugh, to another classic.
Oh, God damn it.
It's not bad. It's not as fruity as I thought it would be. You're going to hate it because it kind of tastes like a barn floor, like that one does.
This doesn't taste man. Like a barn floor. This.
Yeah, ooh. I could drink this. This is bad. It's like a Hefeweizen.
All right.
I'm not getting a lot of the banana clove garbage that you get from Hefeweizens.
Okay.
Maybe it's an American straight yeast. Maybe a tiny bit, though. It's not bad. It's very refreshing.
Okay. So overall, not bad.
So,
huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not hating this.
Okay.
I could drink it. Goddamn, Chester. Tell me what's happening to you. Well, he already doesn't like Saison.
Chester, for those that aren't watching, Chester looks like somebody who went through just an extremely emotional moment with right. Dr. Phil.
Like his mom got closed in the door of the subway and the train took off and cut her in half. And he has to look at her like half a body laying on the floor.
Like, yeah. That's probably a...
No. No.
No.
My baby.
Probably an accurate description of the face I just made because
Oh, man.
It tastes like my mother being ripped in half.
Okay.
All right.
You just spit foam into your beard.
That's all right.
It's going to distract me. Okay, thank you. It's getting, the whole episode is just staring at your beard. No, this is like, you remember that lime-flavored chili powder, Lucas, the kids loved back in the day? Maybe that was an Arizona thing. I don't know if they had that.
Yeah, it was an Arizona thing.
Imagine if someone covered a lemon wedge in lime flavored sugar powder.
Oh. Okay.
That's what this tastes like. It is just disgustingly sweet and sour at the same time.
You know what's weird is that I hated Lucas because I thought it tasted like hay. But I really want to try that.
But ironically, you love Saison because they taste like
hay. It tastes like a barn floor.
Yeah, they got a little funk to them.
Yeah,
why do you
it?
Like that?
I don't know, because I like sucking on animals' feet. I don't know.
Hey, man. We're not here to kink shame, man. You do you.
Furry, don't judge me. You're a furry footy.
Yeah.
You have a furry foot fetish.
So are you? Are you you're a foot yiffer?
Yeah.
A foot yiffer,
yeah.
All right.
He's got a furry foot fetish. Oh, God, that's hard to say when I'm drunk.
Charles?
All right.
What are you drinking, first of all? What is it again?
It's a Tagose.
Why do I to keep drinking this.
By Abita Brewing. It's a key lime and sea salt sour. Have you ever had chicken stock?
Yeah, I got about 10 gallons of it in my freezer right now.
Full of frozen
chicken.
Oh,
that's what that is?
Yeah.
Okay, I was wondering what that was.
He's got just jars and jars of frozen
chicken.
What? I make my own stock. So I'm there's like, having a nice fresh stock. No
so
big deal.
To kind of set the scene here.
You like stock options.
When, when I showed up to record, I threw some beer in the freezer so it could get cold, and there's like six mason jars, and I'm pretty sure an actual bourbon bottle.
No, yeah, there's some fucking Evan Williams in there.
Oh, okay, that's actual bourbon.
There's Evan Williams and Jameson in the freezer.
Okay, I thought that was a bourbon bottle that was full of
bourbon. Wait, bottle when you full say, of chicken stock.
When you say six mason jars, do you mean you didn't look all the way to the back? Because there's an entire flat full of mason jars.
Okay,
also,
yeah,
several plastic cups full of chicken stock.
I made so much stock that I ran out of jars.
So, like, I saw that in there, and I was like, oh, shit, maybe he's preparing to have a party or something.
Yeah,
maybe these are
party.
Frozen drinks. No, it's chicken stock.
Yeah. No.
So yeah, imagine you took one of those things out of the freezer, right?
I'm planning on having a stock exchange.
And then,
Jesus Christ!
He's taking them to the stock market later. He's gonna exchange them.
A little after hour trading there. But
fuck!
Imagine you took one of those cups out, let it thaw out a little bit, and you decided to chug it. Congratulations.
That shit was delicious. I'll drink that all day
so
long.
So that...
It tastes like
what
chicken
What is that
stock.
Again?
It tastes like chicken stock, huh?
What do you got?
Yeah. Tegose by Abita Brewing.
What is it?
So most people
it's supposed
in America
to be key lime
say,
and sea salt.
Key
most
lime and
say,
sea salt, but it tastes like chicken stock?
Yeah, it's got a hearty flavor to it, which...
It's very hearty?
A sour is not supposed to have that going for it. It's supposed to be light.
Maybe we'll boil some brats in that later and have chicken flavored brats.
You know, maybe it'd be good for that. Maybe it'd be good for cooking.
There's a lot of awful fucking beers that would probably be good for cooking.
Yeah.
There's a coconut curry flavored beer.
Ooh.
The fuck?
That actually tastes just like coconut curry.
Oh, God. Why?
And exactly. It would be great for cooking. But I don't want to drink a six-pack of coconut curry. That's disgusting.
That's nasty.
That is gross.
Yeah.
All right, you got to change places.
Yeah,
change places.
Change places.
Have fun with this shit, Ryan.
All right, Major Tom.
All right.
Ground controls and leads.
It smells like sweet. Oh, God. That must be the lime. Oh, great.
See, this even has a name that you would like. The Tank Farm series.
Tank Farm.
Yeah.
This tastes like... industrial coolant.
All right. If you've ever wanted to know what industrial coolant tastes like, go buy a six pack.
That's man.
Whatever that garbage is.
That's bad.
This is it's very limey.
Like Kay Center.
Very
He's a limey bastard.
it's a lot of citric acid. It tickles the palate quite a bit. It's rough. Hold on, let me get another one.
Rough like sandpaper on your palate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind
of... What grade of sandpaper on your palate?
320.
320?
Yeah. It's...
I have no frame of
reference. Yeah, sandpaper to me, bro.
Right? it's like a... It's like drinking... One of those little like disposable packets that you put into your garbage disposal to make the smell go away.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah,
that's what it tastes like.
It's what it tastes like. Hmm. How about you? What do you got over there?
I was just thinking that could be a fun rating system for awful beers.
Yeah,
is how rough on your palate is it? And we'll use the sandpaper rating.
You guys don't know how sandpaper works.
I haven't.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, is a higher rating more rough?
So like the higher number is less. Lower is weight.
So
it's like it's almost like thread count.
Imagine it per inch.
That's
what it is.
So like a one.
So when you say 60,
one.
There's 60 of those grains per inch.
Okay.
So when you say 500, there's 500 of those grains per inch.
So like a rating of one would just be like a rock.
Would be like a rock.
Just rubbing a rock on.
So
you.
When like 2,000 or something is something you do like wet sanding with on your car.
Okay.
Because it's almost like it's just like barely rough paper. It feels like leather almost. You don't like that one? That's good.
I don't hate it. I definitely don't like it, though.
Okay.
I don't know.
So you wouldn't go back for a second?
Like,
by the way, that label is like shrink-wrapped on there.
Is it?
It's not like a regular. Yeah, it's
this
not.
This is
printed.
Actually not. This is.
It's
actually,
like a shrinky dink.
There's actually a different beer in here.
Right. They just put a new label on. Like you pull the label off.
They game stopped you, bro.
Yeah. It's just like
they
some
put another label on
in there.
Just shrinky dinked a different label onto someone else's beer.
Super curious what's under there. Charles, knife.
Let's do this. You like that?
We're going to find that out. I did want to say this tastes like, I think if you were to lick somebody's flip-flop after they, like, for some reason ran a mile in flip-flops.
Okay.
It's got a sweaty...
That's what I like about
it. It's got a sweaty, leathery, sour taste to it.
It's like licking underneath a girl's tit after you've been having sex for about 45 minutes.
When have you ever had sex for 45 minutes?
before I had bursitis. Okay. When I was young, dumb, and full of cum.
All right. I'm going to accidentally cut the
can. Yeah, okay. Just cut the top of the label.
There we
come
go.
Come on. And not your finger. Take it easy.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah.
What's underneath?
Just a can?
Absolutely nothing. They just take blank.
They just have really
neat.
Shitty labels.
Aluminum cans and shrinky-dink plastic labels onto them.
So
that seems
invaluable. They could really put
conscious.
Anything in there and just put different labels on it
is
throughout
there a
the year.
Button I pressed.
Yeah,
to give it back before. Oh God! I'll tell the police it happened outside and you're suicidal. All right, Charles.
All right. Oh, I fucking hate hibiscus.
Yeah, well, me too. Oh, I have to get that one next.
Majitum.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Oh, that's not pleasant.
No?
By the way,
you look
on this
pretty
label,
disappointed.
Major Tom's 5 o'clock shadow goes over his nose. Did you notice
Major
that?
Major Tom on the label looks a little bit like he has Hannibal Lecter's mask on.
Yeah, but it's a 5
no,
o'clock
because,
shadow mask.
No, because he had the goggles on, and that's just dirt on his face when he took the goggles off. Come on, bro. All
right.
Oh,
so I'll tell me about your hibiscus flower beer.
So it has that funk taste that you're looking for.
Okay.
But, oh, dude, hold on. I got to take another sip. It's kind of hard to describe.
Yeah, get it. Get it. Get it all in your mouth.
It's like sour lemonade.
That's what was my impression. You ever have orange juice that you sip that has been in the fridge for a little too long? You get that weird aftertaste?
Past its best by day?
Yeah. It's kind of got that going on.
Think so?
It's like a brass monkey you left in the refrigerator overnight.
I've never let orange juice go that long because I love orange juice.
I love orange juice too. But every now and then, like, it'll be like that last little sip that gets left in there. Then you double back on it, you're like, oh,
it's like
shit.
Tuesday, and you're like, I'm going to save that for this weekend when I have breakfast.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I shouldn't have waited 4 days.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. But fuck. Oh, yeah. It tastes a little bit like slightly rancid orange juice. And no.
All right. We'll change places.
Oh.
Don't mix that silver bullet up with the others.
All right. What do we got here again? This is the one that Charles was just drinking. Great Divide.
Yeah.
Hibiscus, ginger, lemon.
That's the other thing I was tasting that
ginger.
I don't like. I don't fucking like ginger.
It's just a nasty sour taste.
Shh, Nicole might still be out there.
She's a ginger. I've been called a ginger.
Really? That's weird.
Quite a few times.
You don't have red hair.
My beard hair is kind of reddish.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe a tiny bit.
I've been told that.
I mean, when
ginger.
You dye him,
you're a little gingy.
Some people define a ginger as, I don't know.
Anyone without a soul.
Blondish. Well, I don't have a soul. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Ginger.
But
all right,
I mean, I was born with one. I sold it.
So you volunteered to become a ginger?
I sold my
what
soul
the fuck?
To be part of this podcast. Not worth it. Not a good trade.
I'm going to go ahead and agree with you guys and say this is, boy, it's pungent. This tastes like if you were like...
How rough on your palate is that?
It's a palate record.
I don't know. Do they make 20 grit? This is rough.
Oh, dude. It's bad.
Yeah.
I would never voluntarily
it is
drink
very...
That.
What did you say? Like a foot? Like a flip-flop?
No, that was
that was the Major Tom.
That one I said was like a sucking on a lemon that had been covered in lime-flavored powder.
It's it kind of tastes like drinking orange juice through a gym sock.
So it's got
all right.
It's very footy. Funky, but citrusy at the same time.
You
it's,
don't taste
too
you don't,
funky.
You don't taste the barn floor in that.
No, that's
well, no,
taste.
That's the funky thing, but it's too much. It's a little overpowering.
Too much funk.
Yeah, like in most saisons, like you're gonna
it's
get
like
that
James Brown. It's just too much funk.
So can we answer finally? Who brought the funk?
apparently Great Divide brought the fight.
Divide. Now, we're not divided on the fact that that's an awful beer.
That this obviously
loses. That's all not right. Great.
Let's do yours.
They're not dividing.
Two goes.
What am I? Okay.
Sorry, most people say goes here in America, and they put the pronunciation on there because they're assholes. But, you know, maybe I'm just an asshole because I don't know how to pronounce
foreign
words.
That tastes, okay. Speaking of lime, this tastes to me like if I had a Corona, and instead of putting one lime in it, I put like 17 limes.
Like you drank half the beer and then filled it the rest of the way up with limes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or just straight up took one of those squeeze bottles full of lime juice and just...
Yeah, that one's very
or
limey.
Or it's like...
Very limey.
A Corona with a lime and
is
then
the
a shot of like...
This is key lime and sea salt.
Gravy's limon.
Yeah. Sour. It is definitely sour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got some sour action.
I don't taste the sea salt.
No, see, I got the sea salt because that's where I got like that briny, like stock flavor.
Yeah, no, you're right. There's some brininess.
All
right,
Charles.
Oh. All right.
I don't even remember what that is. It's generic no name beer because we got the label off.
It's Major Tom.
Major Tom. I think that's the best one out of them.
Speaking of Rocket Man, let's talk about North Korea.
Let's not. How's that?
Right, that this one wins because it's the least terrible.
Yeah. I actually like that one.
It is the
good.
Least terrible.
This kind of tastes like a bootleg Blue Moon. Like if somebody at Coors was like, all right, stop putting so much fucking sugar in Blue Moon. It would come out like this.
Stop putting corn syrup in the beer.
Dude, have you had a Blue Moon anytime in like the last 2-3 years?
No, God, no.
Good. Don't.
They make it sweeter?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I had one at the hockey game.
It's unbearably
last week
sweet.
When my friend Chad bought me this awful...
Yeah, man, it's totally bedazzled. It's nice.
It's pretty bad.
All
man.
Right, so who makes that?
The Major Tom's. Actually,
Fort
was going to say,
Brewery.
Hey, Fort Collins Brewery. If you're listening, that could be your tagline for Major Tom's. Least awful.
The least awful.
Which is sad because they usually make pretty good shit.
This is the second Great Divide. Nadia Kali.
Yeah,
is the second least worst.
I'm gonna say that was the worst one out of them, man.
You think so? I think this is pretty.
No, you know what? That awful. I'm sorry. This is the worst one. I'm sorry. What do you have?
This
you
is
have the Abita.
Yeah,
Abita Brewing, Toe Ghosts.
Yeah, and then the Great Divide is probably
I think this
the worst.
Is worse.
Really, I think this one's worse.
That one's pretty bad.
Yeah,
man.
This is the worst.
Once Definitely. Again, I'm going to chug this shit because I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off.
I'll swap you.
You want to swap?
I'll take the hell on that one.
All right.
Swap Ryan, do you want this one?
I absolutely want that one. All right. Enjoy
take
it.
That one then.
Didn't you
yeah, we'll
this
just
really
circle
bad
back
one?
Around to
I'll
what we were
chug this
I
god
like
awful
this one.
Garbage.
I'm going to actually drink this for a little while because it's delicious.
Well, there you go. Happy endings.
There we go. We gave each other happy endings.
Yeah, that's good. It's refreshing.
That's what we do around here. It's part of the no fun show. We give each other happy endings.
So.
Jumping
Chester,
into the still reeling. I've
pitch
got,
me an idea.
I've got three ideas. I'm going to let you guys decide which one we're going to cover today. I'll save the others for later. But the genres for my three ideas. So I've got an animated children's movie.
Oh, God.
I've got...
We're going to ruin so many childhoods.
So I'm going to say no to that one. I don't want to end on a pedo, on a pedo list. Let's see
down?
Where that's going to happen.
There's no... Okay, whatever. We're going to circle back
work.
To it later.
I know how you work.
It's going to happen sooner or later.
We will circle back to that later.
So get on my level.
next idea is a dark comedy.
Okay.
And then third idea is a dark, gritty reboot of a children's story.
shit.
I feel like we've already done dark and gritty. Maybe we should do dark comedy.
You want to do dark comedy?
Okay, yeah. I'm down with it.
I was hoping you guys would pick that one.
Oh, good.
God damn it. You played into the madman's hands. He meant to get captured.
No, I actually think this is going to... I hope you picked this because it's my favorite of my ideas. all right, so... Little background. The name of the movie is Defibrillator.
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 Say it again.
Defibrillator.
Okay.
So you spelled it wrong on purpose.
Defibrillator.
This
because,
sounds like
a
game that
pun,
could be in
you?
A Jackbox pack.
No.
Okay.
That's not how you spell it. Defibrillator? It's defibrillator.
I'm pretty sure it's defibrillator.
I was walking through the building at work and there was a defibrillator and I was like, that's a name for a superhero. So I wrote it down, and I spelled it correctly because it was right there in front of me.
Okay.
Oh, man.
That is the name for this superhero. But
because it's totally defibrillator.
That's what I wrote down and just said.
You said it wrong.
Well, originally.
You said go back and listen to it again.
You said it more like relator. Like, yeah. I relate to you.
Defibrillator.
You said that with a hard E, bro. Defibrillator. Like,
yeah. Well,
I mean, everybody knows you never say it with a hard E.
Never do it with a hard E.
Never say that.
It's okay, unless you have a black friend.
It's okay if you have one black friend. Yeah. You say the
he said
E.
It was okay.
Defibrillator. Okay, so.
Wait. This is a superhero?
Kind of. That's the dark part.
It's going to be like Mystery Men.
No, it's not. This is about, I'll give you, so here's what I wrote down, okay? So there's an older gentleman who lives in assisted living, and he's got dementia.
Okay.
There's the dark part.
Okay.
Due to his dementia, he thinks that because when his kid was growing up, his son loved comic books.
Okay.
His dementia kind of leads him to believe that he is a superhero trying to solve a crime, and the superhero's name is Defibrillator. He can sense when people are lying. Like, he just knows when people are full of shit.
Okay.
That's his superpower. That's the defib part.
Okay.
Because fibbing is lying. So he's the defibrillator. And so he is kind of going on these... He thinks there's some, like... He lives in this assisted living community, and... There's some dark shit going on in this community. There's like some serious, like these other old people are just like mafiosos, right? And so he is trying to go on this adventure, figure out what's happening and stop this crime from happening. And in the meantime, he's actually just, he's got dementia, and there's these like really sobering scenes with his son. Where he's just, like, trying to convince his son, like, there's this dark shit happening here. And his son is like, Dad, come on.
Cut the shit.
Okay.
That kind of happens on The Tick, actually. You were asking about The Tick earlier. Yeah. Like, Arthur's kind of nuts. So I don't know. You should watch it. But
that's my
you
idea.
Know what this sounds like to me? This sounds like a mix between Bubba Hotep and Unbreakable.
I was thinking of Bubba Hotep.
It did have a Bubba Hotep.
I was like, we can't, whatever somebody says, they can't say Bruce Campbell should be in it.
But...
And like Unbreakable, like I read comics, and now like, but like Sam Jackson, he read comics. Yeah. Well, he became a villain instead of a hero, but
yeah.
That kind of sounds like a mix between the two.
So I originally,
not there's anything wrong with that.
When I originally came up with it, I was like, I want Anthony Hopkins to be in something, and that's when I had earlier that day written down
he is old as shit,
and I was like, oh,
and he will also be in fucking anything.
What if it was Anthony Hopkins as this old man? And I imagine, like, a lot of cute, funny scenes where this old man is, still, like, trying to sneak around, and, like, there's old people chasing
like
each
nurses
other.
Nurses are, like, watching him, like, there he goes again.
Right? Like, there's, like, a high-speed chase with these old people who are just kind of chasing each other through the halls.
And rascals. Hover-rounds.
So that is the premise, and pretty much all I came up with so far.
Okay. Well, I would counter that it can't be Anthony Hopkins, because... That man doesn't know how to not be menacing.
Yeah.
Like, the man could go to fucking Burger King and try to order a sandwich.
That's the thing. That's what makes it great, is that he could be having this really intense moment with his son, like, telling his son about what's happening. And it could be, like, he's telling it, and the camera's zooming in on it, and that music does that swell kind of thing, and he's describing all this horrible shit that's happening. And then it cuts back to his son, who is also Bradley Cooper. And...
all right.
And he's just like, Dad, come on. And he just totally like blows the whole fucking thing off, even though it's this really fucking intense Anthony Hopkins moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would counter the Anthony Hopkins with, I don't know why I'm drawing a blank right now.
See, what I want.
Max von Sydow.
What I want is for Defibrillator to be kind of a cute old man. Where he's kind of shuffling and bumbling, and I don't see Anthony Hopkins in a comedic role.
Yeah.
I know we can't keep going back to Michael Douglas, but Michael Douglas.
Kirk Douglas?
Kirk Douglas, too old. He doesn't act anymore.
Too old.
He can barely walk.
That's the opposite of too soon.
Yeah.
We just stumbled across.
I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on the guy I'm thinking of. He was in King of New York.
God, this beer is fucking terrible.
It's really bad. Maybe it's the beer that's making me lose my thoughts.
I need to just chug this.
Kings of New York?
Using King of New York, using that section of Pulp Fiction.
Ooh, dude, what about Jack Nicholson? He can be goofy and serious.
I think he might be too old now.
That's the thing. He's old.
Like, he also legit has dementia.
That's what's fun about it. It's like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, but like for real.
I was thinking, oh, who is...
Fuck. Christopher Walken. That's what I'm thinking.
Christopher Walken? I don't think he's old enough.
He's fucking... Oh, he's old enough. He's old as shit, and he's fucking nuts.
He is nuts.
And he has a YouTube video where he's cooking
with... comedy.
He's like doing some cooking shit, and he is just old and frail and
like,
shit.
He's done comedy, and he can also do threatening.
He can. Oh, God, he's so disappointed in everything. Well, congratulations on finishing, Chester. We're all very proud of you.
I mean, if it's a race, I'm pretty sure you won.
Here's a pen.
Oh, God damn.
Jesus.
Oh, dude.
That was awful.
Yeah, that was...
Never buy that ever again.
And look, I could get down with Christopher Walken. I do like Sir Anthony Hopkins because...
Well, is there a villain in the movie?
Well, yeah. That's what I wanted to figure out. Like, who is the villain? Is it imagined or real? I think I like to lean towards it's real.
It's real, but he's the only person that notices it.
Like,
I think it should be a real villain. It should also be another person that's in the assisted living community.
Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci should be the sidekick.
I think Joe Pesci should be the good guy sidekick or the
good
guy
sidekick.
I think so? Joe Pesci should be like an orderly that works there or something.
But.
And then kind of like tells them, no, man, it's okay, it's all right. But then he started noticing, like, you know what?
I did want
to
sidekick.
Maybe he's right. Maybe this really is happening.
I did want to sidekick.
Kind of the guy that slowly picks up on what the old dude's throwing down.
Okay. You're thinking Joe Pesci there?
Because I was wondering, like,
sidekick.
He does do a good sidekick.
Lethal Weapon. I'm just saying.
Are the bad guys other old people, or are the bad guys people running?
At least I think the main villain should be, and that would be a good place to put in Anthony Hopkins. Because I feel like
Anthony Hopkins could be the villain.
There you go.
Like
there
he could be the villain. Go. He also lives in the assisted living community, so it kind of reinforces that idea of okay, are you making this all up in your head? Because you just don't like this motherfucker, or is this really your problem?
Because he always wins at bingo, or he always like whatever happens. Like
she steals the grapes. That kind of thing.
Like kind of thing. Like where something that Anthony Hopkins does is always against whatever Walken's trying to do.
Or what
always
if,
get
seems away
like
with
he
it.
Has some kind of vendetta when it turns out
Let's
it's legit.
Make the bad guy an older black man.
Like Morgan Freeman?
Then the son can just be like, Dad, you're just an old fucking racist. Like, you just think he's a bad guy because you're an old fucking racist. And it turns out that this guy really is kind of...
Okay, hold on. But not an old black guy. The fucking guy who played Sulu.
Oh, George Takei.
It should be an old Asian guy.
Old Asian guy.
So he can still do the racist thing.
From the war. From Korea.
Exactly.
Because he was in the Korean War.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah.
And he's like,
Well, because it's hard. But like, I mean, really, how many old black actors are there? Like, you can't hate Morgan Freeman. You know how hard it would be to make a movie where you fucking hate Morgan Freeman?
I mean, your only other option is Charles S. Dutton?
Well, there was the older
Rock?
Guy who played
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you going to hate Rock?
Exactly. You can't.
I mean, even when he got blown in half by Ice-T, I still didn't hate him.
Right. Well, you felt him. Bad for him. Poor Rock.
There's the guy who was the dad
just
on...
to kill Ice-T.
What was this show?
With Family Matters? Urkel?
Family Matters.
He's Reginald Bell Johnson?
But there's also the guy who played Franklin Delano Roosevelt in Bubba Ho-Tap, but maybe that's too close to home.
That's Ozzie Davis. And that motherfucker's like... No, he's dead already.
Is he?
Is he really?
Ozzie's dead.
Sorry, Ozzie.
Oh, well.
Too soon. Too old, too soon.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
For what?
I don't know. Didn't he play baseball?
Nah.
No,
man.
Ozzie Smith played baseball.
It's Ozzie Smith and or Ozzie
What if
Ian?
We got O.J. Simpson?
I'm close. I was close.
Wow.
Well, no. You know what? He might get out of jail this weekend.
Isn't he already out?
No. He got...
I know he got parole.
Approved for parole,
you
but he's
know.
Not out yet.
You know.
But it's happening like in either this week, next week,
okay, so,
or very soon.
Oh, fuck.
When
no, never
OJ,
mind.
When OJ gets out, you know he's got a fucking...
Okay.
Either
oh,
a reality TV
up.
Show
oh, yeah.
or an acting career like
So, up. All right. I'm cool with OJ being in the movie. It has to be like a cameo.
Okay.
And
so
he
he's
has
not to, the actual villain.
And it could be like one of those heartbreaking moments where he says he's waiting for his partner to show up, and it's obviously a reference to Leslie Nielsen.
Oh.
I like that.
That's cute.
Yeah.
It is.
Poor like, Nordberg.
We could rebuild OJ's career off of another dead person.
I want this. Oh, jeez.
Dead person fucked him up. Dead person got him out.
Too old, Charles. Too old. Okay.
No, I don't.
Not relevant anymore. No, it is.
OJ can't do anything. We're done. No more OJ.
No. That man Stop should it. Not have any career anywhere. But I do want this film to be kind of like full of cute, funny scenes where old people
like
are
grumpy
doing,
old men.
Yeah.
Like old people doing funny shit.
But also full of the tragic, like, yeah, getting old and facing dementia. That's
is terrible.
Fucked up and scary.
Right.
Okay.
So I that's
so
what
the dude
I want
really has
like,
does he really have dementia? And but he sees this shit and everyone thinks it's his dementia.
I think it needs
real.
To be ambiguous through the entire movie.
I think it's got to be ambiguous because he does think that he can read people's, you know, like he's a truthsayer. Like he can, in his mind, he knows when people are lying and when they're telling the truth. Like maybe he really does have an innate sense because if you can read people, you can kind of tell when people are full of shit and when they're not. So, but that's like kind of his ability. He doesn't have super strength or super speed or anything like that. He's defibrillator.
Yeah.
Which is a great name because it.
Because he will bring your lies to life.
That's right.
That's right. So we could probably get a hold of George Takei in the next 3 hours.
You think so?
Oh, he lives in Sholo.
Oh, shit.
Wait, does he seriously?
Yeah, for real.
Of all the fucking places for an old gay Asian to live.
For an old gay Asian to live.
Wait,
is in a red state
Sholo,
in a small
Arizona.
Mormon town.
Are you like, yeah, you're dude. Really not fucking with me
People
right
see
now.
Him in Safeway all the time and shit.
The
yeah.
No.
Arizona yeah. capital for Mormons.
Yeah. No, so that's Snowflake, which is really close to Sholo.
Wait, there's a city here named Snowflake?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Jeff Lake and somebody else named Snow. Jeff Lake, his family like
the reggae
founded
singer,
Snowflake.
I don't know
Snow?
Who, I don't
he's
know who
one
Jeff Lake
our,
is.
He's one of our congressmen.
Yeah.
Jeff Lake?
Jeff Lake. John McCain? No.
Pretty much.
I know John McCain.
Pretty much
Jeff Lake's the other guy.
Pretty okay. much spearheaded the anti-net neutrality fucking bill.
Okay. Yeah. Everything terrible that
Arizona
happens
does.
And everyone gets mad at Arizona for it is probably Jeff Lake's fault.
Yeah. When I moved here, I was like, okay, cool.
Real piece
Basically,
of shit.
Fuck everybody who represents the state.
But he is also against Trump. Well, let's not get into the politics thing.
Yeah. So what do we got? We got Christopher Walken as the main old dude. Is Bradley Cooper the son?
Christopher Walken, I was thinking in kind of a not fat old man, but kind of just
lovable, squeeze old teddy bear.
Yeah,
man.
Like an old teddy bear kind of like.
And see,
portly.
I was thinking of a guy who's a little frail.
Yeah.
And Christopher Walken has that look going.
Oh, he's had that look going.
Like, he looked
forever.
He looks so? A little rough.
And I he's do got like the crazy.
He does have the yeah. crazy.
Okay.
And,
okay.
And I think with his acting range, he could cover it.
I'm getting on board with the Christopher Walken. For
going,
some reason,
going
I had.
From the, like complete nuts to the serious.
Yeah.
For some reason, I had Willem Dafoe in my mind.
That's good too, but I'm not sure if he's old enough yet.
No, when you were talking
well,
about
he,
Christopher
no, he
Walken.
He is old enough. He just
oh, okay.
doesn't look old enough.
When you were talking about Christopher Walken, I was thinking Willem Dafoe. And
okay.
that's why there was some.
Yeah. Same facial features.
That's why I was resisting.
Okay.
Okay.
But I'm on board with Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
And I really like I really like Anthony Hopkins as the bad guy.
Okay.
Because he's menacing as fuck.
Yeah.
Like even in like Westworld, like
yeah,
he's
dude.
Old as shit. He's like 80 and you're like
And you're not entirely sure he's not
shit.
Gonna fucking murder whoever he's talking to at that moment.
He's got the speak softly but carry a big stick thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And
I don't know if he's really like that. Like if he was never Hannibal Lecter, do you think we would ever think that? Or is that just something we carried over from Silence of the Lambs?
No, I think even if he hadn't been Hannibal Lecter, he still would have been that way. It's the way he talks.
Like he could walk in
a
room.
He's a very measured speaker.
He's like if he was like a substitute teacher, he could walk in the room and be like, all right, everybody sit down. And you'd be like,
oh
fuck,
shit.
All right.
People would do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's got that kind of weight to his words. Are we sold on Bradley Cooper as the son?
Nah, I just threw out a name because I like Bradley Cooper.
How about Ryan Gosling?
Yeah.
Oh, that's your boy.
I mean, why not? Throw him in everything.
You seen that video of Harrison Ford? Can't remember his name. Harrison Ford doesn't know Ryan Gosling's name.
It's pretty great. They're sitting next to each other during an interview.
Yeah.
And the whole time Harrison Ford just keeps... It feels deliberate. Maybe the first time was an accident.
Yeah.
But after that, it's just like...
Maybe he should be the forgetful old man.
Ooh. I could do Harrison Ford in anything.
Right.
Would be just okay with me.
Harrison Ford is a teenage skater. Right? Like, yeah, why not? Let's do this.
Last minute curveball.
A stabler. What?
How do we feel about Liam Neeson in any of these roles?
Is there going to be action? Because he's retired from action.
He actually unretired. So.
Oh, yeah. I saw that like 3 days ago. I'm just like, really?
We need just it's a retirement community. So we're going to have tons of old people, right?
Okay.
So we don't just need to cast the main character and the bad guy. The main character has a sidekick.
Okay.
So we'll have to figure out who the sidekick is. We'll have to settle on a main character. And then the bad guy has to have several minions.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Like
we need, he's menacing. He's soft-spoken and menacing. But they need to be like
famous or semi-famous to sell the movie.
Right.
So like,
just had a great idea.
We're doing hypothetical movies. We're not going to cast no names.
So to kind of further the idea that maybe they're in on it, maybe, you know, this guy's just crazy. Like the head of the community should be a relatively older guy that maybe works with Anthony Hopkins. And it should be Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt's looking old these days.
Yeah. Now that he's in his 50s, is he, what is he, 52, 3, something?
Yeah.
Like yeah.
So the
he's got some mad bags going on.
The main defibrillator's sidekick, is he another old person or is he?
Oh, definitely. He's the only other person in the home that believes him.
Yeah, because like, they're remembering the glory days together.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is he someone who actually works there? He's kind of an older
like
an orderly.
Like someone younger.
Well, I think there should be both.
Who believes him, and that's how they have access to kind of the rooms they shouldn't have access to, and they can see.
Yeah, here's what I think. Poke around the facility.
I think you should have a sidekick who's there in the home with him, and the sidekick is like, dude, like, I'm going along with you because my friend, I don't want you to hurt yourself, but that was like 40 years ago, man. We got to let it go. And then there should be the orderly who is like, all right, cool. I think maybe you're onto something, and that gives them their access.
All right. Who is the dude that was on Roseanne that's now in the Bang Bang Theory? What's his name?
I don't know. I can't stand that guy. Something he would be a good gullible
Johnny Galecki.
I imagine him as the orderly. Like, okay. Totally gullible, totally will fall for anything this old dude says.
What's a good name for a sidekick that's an orderly?
It doesn't have to be a fucking pun, because I know you want to come up with one like right now.
Right?
All
right.
We don't have to come up with one right now. Yes. You saw I had the pun. You saw the wheels turning.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
No, stop it. Stop it. Okay. No. He doesn't need to have a name right now.
Okay. Fair enough.
But he's like, that dude could totally play, like, because I watched a lot of Roseanne when I was younger, because that's the house I grew up in. And
sure.
I can imagine him being the totally gullible type where he's just like, yeah, man, I've noticed some weird shit going on too.
Right. It's and like, then, yeah, I don't trust that guy either.
Yeah. He always yells bingo when he doesn't have bingo.
Right?
So
just overly competitive. That was the tell. They're just like, yeah, he's right? Up to no good.
He's up to no good.
He claims he won bingo when he didn't.
I
could tell he's lying.
But who is the head of? Do we decide who's the head of the facility?
The head of the facility.
It's got to be an older guy.
Who's the guy?
I think it's Brad Pitt. That's
Brad Pitt. Okay.
Brad Pitt runs the whole
kind of middle aged.
Yeah, he's a little older, not too old.
Who's the actor that played J. Jonah?
J.K. Simmons.
I do that all the time too,
because I could see him as the.
Oh my god! And to have him like yelling a lot would be fantastic because he's so good at it.
Yeah, I could see him as running, owning, and running the facility, and then maybe
that's probably a better call than Brad.
Because he could do a lot of like announcements.
But
and
I
stuff
feel like
where it would be just so much fun.
But I feel like there has to be somebody involved that's sort of like the equal to the orderly. That's a younger person that's involved. That could easily like be the muscle or something like that.
Okay.
Like, hey, you guys need to knock this shit off.
Yeah. So like, J.K. Simmons is great.
Well, we have like a strong female who's kind of, she's the head nurse.
Okay.
She's like the Nurse Ratched. Like, you guys are causing shit around here. Knock it off.
Nurse Ratched is exactly who I was picturing. Like, she's the one who's just kind of trying to crack the whip all the time. Like,
who was that big angry bitch in fucking Deadpool?
Gina Carano.
That chick.
You know names.
Well, that's also because I want to fuck Gina Carano.
Well, yeah, man. I want her
she's
to
pretty
do,
hot.
Do fucked up stuff to me.
She's going to fuck you. If anything, she's going to fuck you.
Yeah,
she's
that's
gonna
fine.
She's going to hold you down.
She bulked up for that role. Normally
she's going to
large.
Penetrate you with her giant clit.
That's fine. I'll let her peg me. But
did she bulk up for that role?
Yeah, she bulked up for that.
Okay.
She's kind of like, if she was like the Nurse Ratched character, she could be very menacing. And like,
okay.
Not fucking she knock
could
it
be,
off.
Kind maybe of have a Russian accent, kind of a Helga. Well, she had
Natalia
a Russian.
Onatopp.
Didn't she have a? Wow. She had a Russian thing going in Deadpool, didn't she?
I don't think so.
She didn't.
No,
even
yeah,
talk.
She had.
She
like
didn't
a,
talk very much.
She did have an accent. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so she's already got it. She could play the same character, but without the superpowers.
She doesn't even
Ooh.
Need it. She could still be American.
Or another option, because I'm totally down with Gina Carano. If you want to go the opposite direction with somebody who could just be like almost like a lady Anthony Hopkins with being menacing all the time, Claire Danes.
Yeah, Claire Danes.
Because that chick does crazy real good.
Yeah?
Have you ever seen Homeland?
But are you saying as the nurse?
Yeah.
As the head nurse? Okay.
Yeah.
I've never watched Homeland.
She's actually really good in that show. She plays, like, there's a plot point in which they think that she's just lost it. And yeah. She actually goes through shock therapy. And she is
oh, wow.
fucking nuts.
I mean, I've seen Terminator 3, and she must have been crazy to do that, so.
I was actually thinking about her earlier today because she did the voice of Princess Mononoke in Princess Mononoke.
Mm.
So I just, it, full, she, how, just full circle in my own mind.
So could she be mean if she needs to be?
Yeah.
Could
totally.
She do mean?
Or another twist here, instead of it being his son that thinks he's crazy, it could be his daughter. And that's where Clay Dames can come in.
Okay. She's a great actress.
She is. Fine. She's yeah. an absolutely great actress.
I like that, where she comes in and says, you know, Dad, you're nuts.
Right. Okay. And she's just kind of like very emotional scenes with her, and Dad's kind of just like fucking
And then
crazy.
She goes
and
talks
she's,
to...
The, she's calling in the head nurse to kind of sedate
nurse.
Him.
Right.
Because, like, Dad's going on
He's doing the thing
crazy
again.
Fucking rants again.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a better call.
Yeah.
Her as the daughter.
And the yeah. Nurse Ratched character is just like, she knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Or no, she doesn't know what's going on. She's just sick of their shit. Is that what's going on?
The Nurse Ratched.
Oh, no.
Character?
Does she know what's
no,
going
she's
on?
She's in on it.
She's in on it?
You think she's part of it? Yeah.
Yeah.
They're kind of...
Because there has to be an equal on each side. Like, on their end, they have the orderly well, who's on their side. Well, on the other side, there should be at least one other person.
And okay. Old folks home selling opiates, it could be a fucking... Easily have a fucking gold mine right there.
Right.
Selling hydrocodone, Vicodin, and all that shit. Those are the same thing. Anyway, I just learned that earlier today. Yesterday? Doesn't matter. Anyways.
Oh, it's on Craigslist looking around.
They could you know. Sell painkillers and other psychotropics, all kinds of crazy prescription drugs out of a fucking old folks home.
Be prescribing them for them, but not actually giving them to
and
them.
And like,
okay.
The head nurse is in on it because she has access.
Okay.
But then the elderly Anthony Hopkins, who has mafia ties.
He's the one who's really running it.
He's got the ties to the market.
He's the distribution.
Yes.
Okay.
They're the
I like
he's
that.
The distributor. She has the fucking she's in yeah.
I like that.
This is good.
I like that a lot.
Okay. So there's just selling fucking drugs out of this old folks community.
Okay.
And defibrillator.
So
I haven't come up with his actual name. It's just it regular old name.
Like I think honestly it would make the movie a little more impactful if he never has an actual name.
I'm okay with that. It's just he's the daughter calls him dad.
Yeah, because like if you tell it from
but
his point
his
of view,
mind.
He like you don't know if he like he doesn't acknowledge himself by anything other than defibrillator,
mm-hmm.
or if he's literally just forgotten his own name.
And maybe that's it. Yeah, but there's got to be some flashbacks. This was something that I did want was flashbacks to the kid's childhood. And how they bonded over their comic books, their love okay. of their mutual love of comic books. And so that's when he's like thinking about it and the daughter is just like, Dad, this isn't a comic book. Like this isn't a story. Like this is what are you doing? And he's just trying to convince her, like, this shit's happening. And
okay.
it's just kind of this tragic moment where the daughter doesn't believe him. And as an audience, we don't know if we believe him either because the shit that he's witnessing and trying to stop is kind of so outrageous.
It's outrageous, oh, but dude, it happens man. It happens like in the blink of an eye. Like he
yeah.
sees it, But then he looks back and it's not happening anymore.
And then, like, to drive the point home, like in the flashbacks, like his daughter, you can clearly see who she is, but you don't have to worry about hiring an actor because you never see his face in the flashbacks.
Yeah.
So it makes you think that maybe this memory isn't 100% right since he's missing details.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right. Yeah. So another thing I really want to see, just because I saw it in my head, is when the Shady Chef like really does go down and we see it is going down, like maybe Anthony Hopkins isn't the main villain. Maybe the guy that's picking up the drugs is, because I really wanted to be Peter Stormare.
I have to look up that.
He's Uli Konko. I'm here to fix Donna Cobble.
Okay. I love that guy.
Yeah. I really want him to be like the main bad.
I'm going to counter that.
I'm buying drugs kind of dude.
I'm going to counter that and say maybe it should be John Hamm instead.
I love John
Hamm. Can it be John Hamm? It can't be John
Hamm. Dude, no. John Hamm, if Anthony Hopkins were younger and American, he would be John Hamm. That motherfucker is scary in everything.
Is he?
Bro, yes.
No.
Even when he's trying to be funny, you're like, yo, that's funny, but you might kill me.
One of my absolute favorite all-time SNL sketches is
the Hamm. I think we talked about that last week, didn't we?
Hamm and Bubbly. When he was on there with Michael Bublé, and he just had somehow captured Michael Bublé and forced him to open a restaurant that's exclusively served Hamm and champagne.
Or you know who probably needs to work now? The dude that plays the Hound.
Okay. I like him.
Yeah. He's probably going to need some work now. I mean, we're coming up on the wrap of Game of Thrones, so he's probably needs, and he's menacing as fuck.
I mean, they have like 75 trillion spinoff series planned, so
I
guarantee he's in one of those.
I believe it.
He's
probably in all
of them. Look, if the Hound gets his own series, I will absolutely watch that.
Nah, fuck that. I want to... Fuck.
You want to watch the mountain stand next to Cersei for an hour?
No, I can't think of his name right now. The fucking...
What do they call him? Sir Robert Strong in the books?
The fucking wildling. The one with the ginger wildling.
I like
the
him.
Giant beard. I want to show just him just fucking around with everybody.
Is that Tormund?
Tormund Giantsbane.
You want to watch him quip in? Like, I want to watch him go on adventures with the Hound.
Yeah.
Those two would just talk shit to each other.
That motherfucker was in the last season for like maybe 20 minutes total. And he had the best fucking line.
But there were lines between him and then the Hound that were just like those two talking shit to each other. Fantastic.
Dude, no. How many queens? Two of them? We're taking this motherfucker to which one? The one with the dragons or the one that fucks her brother? Best fucking line.
Tormund is one of my absolute favorite characters. He just loves Bree of Tarth. Because she's a giant and he's giant.
They're going to they're going to have the largest children and they will overtake the world.
That's right.
Oh, dude.
That's great.
All right. Well, Chester.
Are we wrapping?
Defibrillator. I might watch it.
Should we give it a rating or?
You want to rate it?
Well, it's my idea. I'm going to give it 5 stars.
That would come down, honestly, to the first trailer. So I'd give it a tentative, like, 3.5.
Okay.
If it's as good as Red was, I really enjoyed Red. It was a fun movie with old people in it. I would watch it.
Totally different vein.
If it's...
Kind of a dark comedy, too.
It is kind of a dark comedy.
Yeah, but that's old people actually being badasses. This is an old dude who thinks he's a badass, has dementia.
Does that mean we have to get Helen Mirren in this movie?
I'm okay with that. Man, I would bang her. She's a hot
man.
Helen Mirren would fucking get it, son.
Yeah.
I don't care that she's like twice my age easily.
She could be a love interest.
3 times your age.
Son, I don't care. I will break her hip.
Yep. So yeah, I don't know if I'd go to the theater and watch it, but I would definitely illegally download it.
Maybe that should be the new scale. Like instead of putting it on a scale of 1 to 5, like theater, HBO, stream it, or whatever. We'll figure it out. We'll come up with a skit later.
Yeah. I mean, I would watch it. I would definitely watch it. But I don't know if I'm going to pay $30 for some Jujubes and Pepsi.
Yeah. It's not the kind of movie. If there was nothing else big coming out that weekend, I'd go see it.
Oh, but this is totally an Oscar bait movie.
Now you put...
Think so?
You put Bradley Cooper in there.
Like Stockholm watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Stockholm is fucking amazing. I still think about that movie and I fucking... Somebody get Ben Affleck on the phone. Because I want to see that fucking movie.
That might be the best thing
we ever
came up with.
I still think about it. Seriously, like at least once a week, I'm just like, Jesus Christ, that was a great idea. Fuck, that's a good idea. So yeah,
Helen Mirren in a bikini. Wow.
Yeah, dude. Nice.
That's all right. Well, that's you know, we're episode 4 and another still reeling. We're gonna go look at some pictures of Helen Mirren now. I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
I'm Charles.
That's a wrap.